Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
We'll return after these messages.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on our maiden voyage of original content with a podcast on the Midday 180. First time we have taken things off air for this show. We are excited about this. Chad Withrow, Paul Kuharski, Jonathan Hutton with you. This is the debut of the Funniest Thing That Happened Off Air podcast for the Midday 180. Each week, we will take a look back, a retrospective, if you will, a narration of the funniest thing that happened between the four of us off air during a break on the show. We're going to take you behind the curtain, so to speak. Guys, are we ready for this?
I think so. Although,
are we ready for all this that it entails? Because it could lead to some pretty embarrassing moments, like it will today.
Shockingly, I'm not ready.
I feel bad for Paul in this, honestly.
Yeah, thanks.
Because not just for today. I feel like the vast majority of these podcasts will be about Paul, which I'm all for. But Paul is going to act like we're picking on him.
I'm like the lamb coming to slaughter for extra content.
But we'll say this about Paul also. There's going to be weeks where the funniest thing that happens off air is going to make Paul look really funny.
Yeah,
that's true too.
There's going to be things you say about someone or something that we're all going to laugh and then come in and talk about it.
But also don't think I come unprepared.
Well, no, this is not just like you can't complain about a complaint. This is not... We bring up the funniest moment, and then you come back with something that someone else said.
No. You bring up the funniest moment, and I defend myself.
Okay. Shall we get to the funniest moment that happened off air this week in our debut of this podcast?
Absolutely.
So on Tuesday, during our regular visit with Blake Bedingfield, great addition to the show. Thank you, Paul, for that. Always great with information. During the break, we start discussing possible head coaching candidates, offensive coordinators that are out there across the league. During this discussion, Paul starts talking about his boy, Fat Freddie Kitchens, now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Of course, the time was not a head coach, and Paul has had an infatuation with Freddie Kitchens, wanted him to be here with the Titans if he didn't get a head coaching opportunity, loved what he did with the Browns offensively. So we're having a discussion about Freddie Kitchens, and Hutton, jump in if I'm messing anything up.
No, you're getting it right.
Paul then says, as he's talking about him, you know, if the Titans got him, it would be great because it would also be a minority on staff.
It would help the minority numbers.
It would help the minority numbers. So then there's about a three-second pause, and Blake Bedingfield says, because of the people he'd bring with him?
Because of his staff?
Because of his staff. And then Hutton and I are both staring at Paul, and we can always tell this perplexed look on Paul's face when he knows that he stepped in it. And he's kind of looking around for help, like, am I thinking of the right guy? Am I in the right place? Am I on Earth? He's looking around with that sort of look on his face. And then Hutton jumps in and says, Freddie Kitchens is white, Paul. And we all kind of start laughing. And Paul says, oh, I thought he was a black guy. Had no idea.
Yes. So I thought he was a black guy. And in America in 2018, accidentally thinking somebody is a black guy is not the crime that you guys are making it out to be. I understand you're Southerners and you're on the losing side of the Civil War and all of that. It's not a crime to mistakenly think someone's black.
No, see, this is how you're going north-south when really all you thought was Freddie and you thought black.
No, it really isn't the name. It really isn't.
What was it about Freddie Kitchens that made you think he was a black guy?
I don't know.
No, let's dig deeper into the funniest moment that happened off air.
You said
he looks black to me. I then took the picture and you said, yeah, I saw that. I thought he was black. I saw a clear, balding, white man picture.
And I know balding white men, so that's all the more embarrassing. But I saw that picture very, like, in passing, not like a straight-on look, kind of like a slideshowish kind of flying by my screen.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he looks like Terry Rubisky, who's a very odd looking guy, but it was just kind of, you know what I mean?
I know, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Can we get you to admit you never really saw him?
No.
You're not paying a lot of attention to Cleveland Browns games. You never really saw him. You just thought Freddie Kitchens,
no,
like Freddie Mitchell or other former players, was a black guy.
I saw a picture of him fly by, like I'm talking, a slideshow-ish kind of thing. And for some reason, whatever reason, as that flew by, I marked him down as an African-American guy in my head.
Hutton,
which
would
is
we
a
get
stupid
in trouble
mistake.
If we took this podcast next, a game show of black or white? We just name a coach.
Absolutely, we would
and
get
Paul,
in trouble.
Paul guesses whether or not they're a black guy or a white
yes,
guy.
Absolutely, we would get
Michael
in
Jordan.
We get in trouble?
Michael Jordan, the basketball player?
Yes.
Black.
Michael B.
The
Jordan,
actor.
The actor.
I think black, but I have no idea.
The co-star of Black Panther is
no
in fact
idea.
Black.
And I have no interest.
I have a list of other famous Freddies. Would you like to go black or white on these guys?
Yeah, and I think you guys, again, are being closer to racist than I am.
Oh, my
presumption,
God.
No way. The presumption of Freddie being...
In
I
fact,
have no...
I invoke the name of Hosey right now. We will let him judge who sounds
is
more
Hosey
racist.
Hosey on the line?
No, but I'm saying he'll be listening to this. I'll tag him on the tweet. And this comes down to you making a mistake and then calling Chad and I on this podcast more racist. Are you kidding me?
We could very easily call it. No, you've
name a white Freddy.
I'm being funny in the North-South thing, but I don't know many Freddies, but I'm not I'm not presuming Freddie is black. I don't know what names I presume are black or not. But Freddie doesn't fall white or black.
But here's what happens a lot of times.
No, of course not, but you assumed he was black.
You
not
make
based
a mistake.
On his name.
You make a mistake, though, and then it becomes a, well, you guys are saying, you've done this before about people who say, don't play like a girl, or you're acting like a girl, and how that's derogatory towards women. But yet, when Trevor Lawrence has long hair, you have no problem saying he doesn't look the part. And then we ask you why, and you say, because he looks like one of my favorite actresses, and he has
who
long hair.
To.
Well, what about that is bad? Can someone with long hair that looks feminine not be a great quarterback and
well,
a great athlete? Let's turn it back on you.
Yeah, turn it back
Mr.
on
Mr. Sexist.
Me. There's a long history of quarterbacks in the NFL and the NCAA who aren't women. Every one of them aren't women.
But what's
so
bad
when
about,
I see
so
one
what's,
that reminds
what's
me
wrong
of a
with,
woman... It's a little bit awkward because every one of them has not been a woman. So I was a little put off.
Tom Brady's pretty.
Neither is he.
Tom Brady's pretty. He's done okay.
Tom Brady doesn't look like a woman.
Point is, you're not a sexist.
Like a woman.
You're not a racist. We're not sexist. We're not racist. But you like to sort of finagle your argument into sexism
North, South.
And racism when it helps you.
For comedy,
we,
for
we
comedy purposes,
absolutely. Racist or sexist.
For comedy purposes, absolutely. I'm telling you the truth. I saw a fleeting picture of him, and I thought he was black, but it has nothing to do with the name Freddie.
Let's go to other
has nothing
famous,
to do with the name Freddie.
Well, I'll take it easy on you early, Paul. Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, he's white. cartoonishly white.
Fred Durst.
White.
Fred Savage.
He also did it all for the Nuggets.
White.
Fred Rogers.
White.
Fred Gwynn.
I believe white.
Fred Willard.
White.
You may actually be racist, Paul. Freddie Fender.
Don't know him.
He's Mexican. Trick question.
Is that like the Fender Stratocaster?
No, he was a country music singer back in the 70s. You remarkably
can you get
did
more
love.
Obscure?
Reed would know him.
Fred Frampton.
Peter's brother?
Yes. The lesser known.
The lesser known. If he's Peter's brother, I'm going to guess white.
You'd be wrong. No. Paul, this list.
Freddie Mercury, white.
Frederick Douglass.
Black.
Oh!
What you have to think about it?
Look at it.
Well, you're scaring me now. I think I'm going to get caught in some
kind of trap. You have this dazed look on your face.
I think I'm going to get caught in some kind of trap, and then it's going to become national headlines. I'm going to lose my job, and I'm going to be labeled as racist.
You look like Philip Supernaw after taking a hit on special teams.
I don't want to play this game anymore. The only thing that can happen is I get in trouble.
Paul, you were the victim of the funniest thing that happened off air this week, podcast for the first time. Thank you for being such a great sport.
I think this might weaken our breaks.
I am sure that we're all going to be the victim of this at some point. You happen to be the victim this week.
Is there no danger of this weakening our breaks?
No, because this was so unintentional.
I think this is going to have a chilling effect on our breaks.
I think this is going to add to the Midday 180 podcast,
absolutely,
which is already kicking ass, and it will continue to kick ass in 2019.
Like 2.8 million.
Thank you, everyone, for being a part of our first ever Funniest Thing That Happened Off Air This Week podcast for the Midday 180.
I just want to be clear here. I did nothing wrong.